Hey Alan, hey Freddie, it's Tamara from Los Angeles. You know what? I had the best 80s flashback last week. Oh, it was amazing. I went to see His Royal Badness, Prince, in concert. Man, that guy looks exactly the same as he did back in the 80s, and he can still work a stage. I mean, he performed close to 4 hours, including like five, maybe even six encores. It was just ridiculous. He opened with Let's Go Crazy, and it was a non-stop party from there. I mean, he played When Doves Cry, Controversy, Uptown, Little Red Corvette, of course, Purple Rain. I mean, just crazy. He had a lively quad of background singers, a kick-ass drummer. That guy was bad. Keyboard player was respectable keyboard player. But I mean, just a overall, really great band supporting him behind. It was missing a horn section though. That would have been great to have some horns in there, but I mean, they really did a great job. Prince took to the piano far less than I would have loved for him to hear. He played on a couple of songs, but definitely would have loved to hear more, of him on the piano. But he rocked out on the guitar. Oh my God, during like maybe three of the five or six, I don't know how many encores he did, but he did a lot of his newer stuff, and man, it was just amazing. You had to be there. Let me see, other highlights, Sheila E. She came out, drums blazing, strong vocals. She played Glamorous Life, and just really, man, we didn't want to go home. It was awesome. She's still just as beautiful as she was back in the 80s. I need to figure out what they're doing. Just hottie, man. Anyway. So you guys are my friends on Facebook. I posted a bunch of pictures from the show. Feel free to copy them, tag them, share them with your friends. I hope you enjoy them. And God, speaking of enjoying, man, okay, this kind of bummed me out. The Los Angeles Times, it's like our major newspaper here, they posted a review of the show by, I don't know, that person couldn't have been in the same building with me because they just completely botched this article. I can't bring myself to read it. It was just that crappy. But it was so bad that it caused me to write a review back to them about what they wrote on the show because, wow, idiots. Anyway, here's what I wrote back to them, and maybe that'll give you an idea of how bad the article was. I wrote, "Who wrote this review and what show did this person attend? He or she obviously was not at the packed Inglewood Forum experiencing the greatness that Prince shared with us last night. At the age of 52, Prince exuded energy and stage presence that you just don't see in today's young performers. I could barely sit still, enjoying hit after hit as Prince took us through his awesome catalog of music. Yes, he teased us with a rousing intro to Darling Nikki, musing about the obvious eroticism of the tune, but that only served to heighten the show even more. The writer of this review is seriously reaching to have arrived at the conclusion that Prince was insecure. The LA Times would be very wise to issue a retraction of this review, as it is far from the actual experience of last night's show. That's shameful. I've never read an LA Times article full of more inaccuracies. Yes, it's based on the writer's opinion, but the writer is dead wrong. I mean, for me to even respond to a article or a review, just you can imagine what the actual review said. Amazing. The guy still has it. He's here for 21 days, and I'm hoping to see him again before the show goes. Anyway, that is my little synopsis of my 80s flashback. Play a couple Prince songs. I'll be listening on Tuesday, and I will see you guys around cyberspace. Bye!